It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. New Mexico state health officials on Monday announced over 3,100 additional COVID-19 cases in the state, along with 37 more deaths related to the virus. That's from Saturday through Monday. As of Monday, there were 539 individuals hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. Thursday will mark the start of a busy holiday travel season. Many people from New Mexico and Texas will be hitting the road, and like Thanksgiving, the travel volume is expected to reach near pre-pandemic levels. Daniel Armbruster is with AAA Texas.
So from December 23rd through January 2nd, AAA is predicting that 8.8 million Texans will travel 50 miles or more for leisure over the holiday period. That's a 32% increase over 2020, but it's still about 8% shy of what we saw in 2019 pre-pandemic.
Armbruster says most will travel by car. On the Tuesday Health Watch, as COVID-19 numbers begin to increase in Texas this month, health officials announced the Omicron variant of the virus had reached North Texas. Dr. James Cutrell at UT Southwestern Medical Center Lab in Dallas verified one such case. He's an assistant professor in the Infectious Diseases Department. He talked with KERA's Sam Baker about Omicron, beginning with how the variant is spreading.
It is really the same as all of the other variants, primarily person contact through either respiratory droplets or airborne spread. What's gotten scientists' attention is it may be as much as 2 to 4 times more easily spread than the Delta variant, although those estimates are still being refined. Some of it may be that it's also able to partially escape immune protection, either from people who have been previously vaccinated or those who've had prior infection from COVID-19.
Which raises worries about how severe an illness may come from this.
So far, the early data would suggest most of the cases have been milder. I would caution it's still early for us to know definitively about disease severity. And if there are large numbers of individuals who are getting infected, then there still may be some who get sick and require hospitalization. Also, while there is concern that the vaccines, particularly those who've only gotten 2 shots, may not be as well protected against infection, we do think that the vaccines are still going to provide some protection against more severe disease or certainly from death.
But somehow I'm guessing that booster has become more important now.
Yeah, because the virus is able to partially escape the immune protection, one way to impede that escape is to boost the levels of antibodies to higher levels. So there's been really a renewed emphasis and push to encourage everyone to get a booster because that will restore a high level of antibody protection and will help mitigate somewhat the ability of Omicron to escape the immune protection. From a treatment standpoint, the main impact Omicron may have is that it likely will lead some of our monoclonal antibody therapies to not be as effective. And so one thing that we are following very closely at a national as well as a local level is to look at what is the percentage or what is the prevalence of the total positive tests that are Omicron. And so if we start to see that percentage rising, say above 5% or so of the cases that are being detected, then that could lead us to modify or adjust some of our recommendations around which monoclonal antibodies are the best to use for treatment.
This thing arrives just before Christmas, New Year's period. Is this pretty bad timing?
It doesn't really change what we need to be doing as we enter into this holiday season, but it increases the vigilance with which people need to go and get vaccinated. If you're eligible for a booster, go and get that booster before you travel or gather with holiday plans. And then I think people need to still be prudent about wearing masks when they're out in indoor crowded public spaces. People are showing signs or symptoms of illness. They shouldn't be going to work or school, but they should get tested and should quarantine at home so they find out whether or not they're infected. All of this prevention strategies that have worked in the past will work against Omicron as well. We just have to be even more vigilant about practicing those strategies.
I'm sure you've heard it. I've heard numerous people say, I'm tired of COVID. Are we anywhere near the end of it, or does Omicron suggest it's just going to continue on and on?
We certainly are not back to square one. We still have vaccines that are highly effective. We've learned a tremendous amount about this virus. The vaccines and the monoclonal antibody companies have the ability to modify and make future versions of those more quickly. However, having said that, there are many people in this country who haven't been vaccinated. We need to continue to encourage and push them to consider getting vaccine as being the best way to protect themselves. And then when we look at the global scale, there still are significant challenges in terms of vaccine equity and just vaccine availability. I don't think this virus is ever going to go away, but I do think we're kind of in this transition period to where it eventually is going to become more of what we consider an endemic disease, where there will be a smattering of sporadic cases and stuff, but it won't cause the same types of disruptions to people's lives that we've lived through the past year and a half, 2 years.
Dr. Cottrell, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Mr. Baker.